Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to be part of yours. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because I got a couple of outstanding individuals on the show with us, as I promised you earlier. We got Bob McTeer and Wayne Allen Root on the show together at the same time. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. He's now a distinguished fellow at the National Center for Policy Analysis and Organization, NCPA, an organization that I have been telling you about for a long time. And he's our good friend, Bob McTeer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back all the way from Dallas. And then from Las Vegas, Nevada, Wayne Allen Root is with us, folks. He is the author of The Conscience of a Libertarian. He's the 2008 Libertarian Vice Presidential nominee, folks. You probably remember that. And he's been on the show here again before. Wayne Root, welcome back to the show.
And I hope to be on many times in the future. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome, Wayne. You're always welcome back. Say hello to Bob McTeer.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Wayne.
Good.
It's good to have you guys with us. Now, the topic of discussion today is the validity of the Fed. Is the Fed doing their job? Should we even have a Fed? These are some of the discussions that, you know, somebody who also made this a big deal in the last election, Wayne, was a presidential candidate, Ron Paul, from Bob's state of Texas. You remember that?
I do remember that, but the thing about me is you got to remember, and I hope this is what happens during this conversation, debate, whatever word you want to use, talk, discussion, is I look for common ground, and I hope that myself and Bob can find a lot of common ground on this show.
Well, I think you're going to be able to do that because Bob is that kind of guy, too. And, you know, one of the things I'd like to start out with is Wayne, give us your you know, elevator pitch on why you think the Fed, or the problems you have with the Fed. And I'm talking about elevator pitch. I'm talking about, you know, 20 seconds.
Well, listen, I'm not a big fan of big government. I believe the Fed represents big government. It isn't specifically big government. It's the worst of all possible cases. It's quasi-big government. It's part private, part public. But big government fails at virtually everything it does. I'm a fan of free markets, capitalism, private sector, and I believe the Fed is unaccountable to the American people, to American business. It was founded in 1916, so therefore it did not see the Depression coming. It didn't prevent the Depression. It didn't end the Depression. World War II ended it, and I feel the same thing happened in 2008. Big government caused this Depression. The Fed didn't see it coming, didn't prevent it, didn't solve it. What the Fed is a tool of big government in that it allows politicians like Obama to spend money indefinitely to, you know, basically to bail out
his
political friends.
That's a pretty good stake in the ground there. Now, Bob, you were with the Fed for 30 years, as I remember.
36.
And you rose to a pretty high level. You were president of one of the 12 banks, the Dallas Fed. You were a member of the Federal Open Market Committee. A number of times that you were on my show, you were a member of that committee, and every third year or so, you were a voting member of that committee. But, you know, Wayne just took a pretty broad swipe at the Fed, but the Fed is a lot more multifaceted than kind of the way he portrayed it, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Regarding being part of government and big government, I know it's a distinction that's probably pretty fine, but we've always thought inside the Fed that we were not really part of the government. We were sort of created by Congress to carry out its mandate to coin money and regulate the value thereof. We've always been subject to elimination if Congress simply passed a law eliminating us. So Congress has authority over us, but mostly at the top of the Fed, you have free market people that probably believe a lot of what Wayne believes. Alan Greenspan, for example, was very free market, and And because of that, he may have overlooked a couple of things that, like regulating derivatives.
You think he was a little too laissez-faire?
Well, in retrospect, it looks like he should have been more concerned about derivatives. He was railing against Fannie and Freddie for years. And on the question of missing the crisis, I guess the Fed missed it and everybody else did. But
right.
The subprime loans that triggered this crisis were being made outside any regulatory venue. They were being
They weren't part of the banking organization, were they?
There were probably two or three banks that were part of the problem. Those that had merged with investment banks on Wall Street, Citi.
Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, one of the things we're going to talk about with Wayne and Bob is the gold standard. We're not on the gold standard. Should we be, and what does that mean? Would that mean for the Fed? 20 Tail, stay with us.
Well, I was moving down the road in my VA4. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns.
A little Texas music bringing us back there. A little ZZ Top in honor of our good friend Bob McTeer, who's with us right now. Bob McTeer is our guest, and along with Wayne Allen Root. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host, and I'm glad to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got lots of stuff there you can use to help you with your small business, to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Bob McTeer, as you know, is former president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank. He's now with the National Center for Policy Analysis. Wayne Allen Root is the author of The Conscience of a Libertarian. He is a libertarian. And Wayne, a lot of libertarians a lot of times people have a hard time differentiating between a libertarian and a free market conservative. Is there really a difference?
Well, listen, it depends on which libertarian you're talking to. Not every Republican agrees with every Republican. Not every Democrat agrees with every Democrat. I call myself, to help you with my definition, I'm a Reagan libertarian, a Ronald Reagan libertarian. Reagan and Goldwater were my heroes. I think on areas of fiscal policy, economics, I agree completely with most conservatives. I want a smaller government. I want less government spending. I want lower entitlements. I want far lower taxes, and I want more freedom, more economic freedom, and I want government to support small business, because that's what I am, a small businessman, and right. I think people and politicians...
You know, here's something where I may be more libertarian than you, and I don't mean to be parsing words, Wayne, but I don't want the government to help me. I just want the government to get out of my way.
Right. Well, that's not more than me. That's the same as me. I
want the government to not hurt me. They don't have to help me if they just won't hurt me.
If there's just one thing government could do right, I wish they would stand behind small business and realize small business creates between 75% and 85% of all new jobs, and small business is hurting right now. And I don't see the government or the Fed, by the way, doing anything to help small business. Everything's always to help.
Well, it's not I don't think it's the Fed's job to help small business owners. The Fed's more of they're more of a macro organization. But one of the things you want to talk about, I want to talk about the gold standard. Bob McTeer, Wayne Root says that we should abolish the Fed and return to the gold standard. But Bob, we had recessions and depressions when we had the gold standard and no Fed. We had recessions and depressions when we had the gold standard and the Fed. And we've had recessions when we've had only the Fed. So doesn't this prove that economic cycles are inevitable? Is it an inevitable result of the frailties of humanity, not the Fed's problem? What do you think, Bob?
I think ups and downs are inevitable under any monetary system. Of course, the advantage of a gold standard is that your money supply is tied to a natural scarcity, your ability to find gold and refine it, and it's not a decision made by actual people. I think when people look back on the gold standard, they see sort of a idealized version of it. I don't think it
romanticized,
romanticized idea. Frankly, I'd trust Ben Bernanke to have the flow of money try to correspond to the economy's needs better than the automatic workings of a gold standard.
Wayne, what do you think about that? Do you see my point? we've had business cycles with all the different combinations of gold standard and Fed, or you know, no Fed or no gold standard. What's the difference?
Well, listen, I agree with you. I think economic cycles are inevitable. There's booms and there's busts, and they've happened since the beginning of time, and they'll happen to the end of time, and no man, including Ben Bernanke, can solve it. All things being equal, I'd much rather trust the infallibility versus the fallibility of a set gold standard price versus the fallibility of man. Man, they're fallible. Men make mistakes. And Ben Bernanke, I believe,
Wayne,
made mistakes.
But Wayne, doesn't having a gold standard presume that we already know how much gold there is in the marketplace, and that there will never be any kind of a new glut of gold? What if all of a sudden in Australia they found a zillion ounces of gold?
Listen,
they started mining. Neutralize your or make your argument null and void?
Well, listen, the Fed every day finds $1 zillion. Every day they just print it when they want it. So I'd rather depend on, you know, the rare chance there's a new supply of gold than Ben Bernanke just waking up tomorrow morning getting a phone call from Obama printing a new $1 trillion.
Right. So, Bob,
it's interesting the Fed sort of grew out of a problem that occurred during the gold standard, not necessarily because of it, but the panic of 1907 is what led ultimately to the creation of the Fed in 1913.
What was the original charter, Bob? What do you think the original charter was when they were thinking about the Fed back then?
Well, it was much more limited than it became in the 1930s. The problem back then with crises is that banks held their reserves with each other. A would keep reserves with B, B with C, C with D. And if there was a shortage anywhere in the system, it tended to ripple through the system as banks started withdrawing their reserves. The idea of the Fed was to have a central place where each bank would hold its reserves. Therefore, if it needed more or had a shortage, it wouldn't go to the other banks. And then the Fed was given the ability to make loans to banks so that if they were illiquid but solvent, that is, if they had good collateral, then the Fed could create new reserves as it made loans to banks and give some flexibility to the reserve base of the banking system.
And Wayne, your point about gold is you really believe that the gold aspect of the market forces of gold is a lot better indicator of and control of prices than the government-associated Fed operations.
Yeah, well, I believe it limits the imagination of politicians, and I think that's very important to limit their imagination.
That's a pretty good way to say it. Hold on to that thought, folks. We're going to come back. We got more discussion, great debate here between Wayne Allen Root and Bob McTeer. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm in the middle. Stay with us.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up
to me. A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm your DJ and your host. It's good to continue to be with you. We're having a great visit with our good friends, Bob McTeer, Dr. Robert McTeer, distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis. That's ncpa.org. I encourage you to check it out, folks. Outstanding. We got a lot of good friends who are fellows there. And Bob, as you know, is a former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, part of the Fed organization.
And
Wayne Allen Root is our guest. He's the author of The Conscience of a Libertarian, and he's been with us on the show many times before. Wayne, give us your website and tell us how we can find your book.
Sure. The website is rootforamerica.com, root, R-O-O-T, 4-F-O-R, America.com. You can find out all about The Conscience of a Libertarian, my new book, which, by the way, has been on 3 bestseller lists at Amazon for the last 2 months. And
congratulations.
You can find out all about it at rootforamerica.com or amazon.com or any fine bookstore.
Check it out. Only the best for my audience, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. And Bob, your own website is bobmcteer.com, right?
That's right. No dot between the Bob and the McTeer.
Yeah, yeah. Bob, have you got a haiku for us?
No, but in preparation for this, I expected Wayne to be much more extreme than he is. So I had a little line from a Diamond Rio song.
Go ahead.
It's not really appropriate because he's such a nice guy, but we never walked on the moon. Elvis ain't dead. You ain't going crazy. It's all in your head. It's all interpretation.
I think Bob has summed up the whole problem with the Libertarian Party in the past. It's not your grandfather's Libertarian Party anymore, because I'm not a radical, crazy conspiracy theorist. I'm actually a Republican, conservative, Reagan, Goldwater guy who happens to believe the Republican Party on economic issues moved too far to the left, moved too far to big government, and feels like it was time for me to leave. They chased me out. And that's
what I am. You sound like me, Wayne. You know what? I'm a heretic. You know what a heretic is, don't you?
The definition of a heretic?
A heretic is a true believer who's unhappy with the status quo.
Well, let me give you my favorite line. My favorite line is that I think solves all of our problems in America. Do you know what the difference is between Vegas and Washington, D.C.?
What?
In Vegas, the drunks gamble with their own money.
That's pretty good.
I give you the libertarian platform.
All right, I want to come back to this idea of the gold standard. Bob, Wayne is proposing a gold standard. Now, you're our monetary expert on the panel. Wayne's a smart guy, but you've made your living as a monetary expert over the years. How would we actually convert from what we have now to a gold standard? How would we go back?
Gee, I don't know. You'd have to start out probably with gold pegged at a price close to where it is, and it's a nice round number right now. It'd be $1,000.
Right.
And the government would have to offer to redeem any of its money on demand for $1,000. It would either have to take it or sell it to anybody, and that would keep the currency in alignment with that much purchasing power. But
is that even practical? I know you want the gold standard, and I don't know that I disagree with you, but I mean, is that even a windmill to be tilted at right now?
Well, listen, you say I want the gold standard. I think a better word is I prefer the gold standard. I'm not radical, and I'm not someone who thinks overnight, let's just change the whole world. I'm making suggestions. I think it's open for public debate. I'd love to have discussions about it with guys like Bob and me and Ben Bernanke. Here's what I'd say, though. I'm on a show dedicated to small business, and I happen to be successful as a small businessman. And I think the problem with the Fed at times, Bob, is that someone like Ben Bernanke has his head in the clouds. He's not down on Main Street. He thinks about Wall Street and big business. There's no one at the Fed thinking about how to help the common small businessman on Main Street.
And Bob, for the last 18 months, Wayne is exactly right. That's the way small business owners feel right now.
Well, what he has been doing is preventing another Great Depression. He's been trying to save our financial system, and that's absolutely essential for small business as well as large business and consumers.
Yeah. Well, I understand what he's been doing, but here's what I think. I think he's the world's greatest expert on the Great Depression, but he's learned all the wrong lessons. The lessons that government, big government, has learned is that to save the country from disaster, we have to make government bigger, we have to spend more, we have to raise taxes, we have to raise
minimum
wage. I don't
know, but you know what, though? You know, the only thing is, I'm not sure that that's a Fed problem. I think that may be the political class problem we've got here, not necessarily the Fed problem. And I think if we're going to have a revolution, Wayne, the first people I want to go after in a revolution is not the Fed. I want to go after the political class.
And I agree, but the Fed enables the political class to spend money at will.
Yeah.
And that's the
yeah.
area that bothers me.
Guys, I got to wrap it up. Thank you so much for being here. It's always a pleasure to have you guys on the show. Wayne, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back again. Bob, great job today. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jim.
And I'll see you guys next time. Wayne Allen Root, ladies and gentlemen, and Bob McTeer. They'll be back. Wasn't that a great interview? I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.